sorry?
The original set of systems.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm
hello?
Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. Yeah, I need roadside assistance, please.
Okay, did you call earlier?
No.
Okay. So are you calling from a safe location?
I am calling on behalf of my daughter. I am not at the location.
Is the location safe?
Yes.
Would I have your first name, please?
Salvatore Sicareza.
Hey, you spell your first name, please?
S-A-L-V-I-T-O-R-E.
And your last name?
Sicareza. S-I-C-U-R-E-Z-Z-A.
What's a good number to call you back on in case we get disconnected?
330-995-0735.
All right, new on mobile text updates. We extend ETA text updates when they're on their way.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you want mobile text updates? We extend ETA text updates when they're on their way.
Okay, but I need to give you the location.
Yes, we'll get to that part of the process eventually. In one moment.
Uh-huh.
Have a policy number, please.
SSV 340196339901.
Is that S is in Sally, F is in Frank, V is in Victor?
No. S as in Sam. S as in Sam. V as in Victor.
Okay, one moment.
Uh-huh.
And it's your first and last name underneath the policy?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, yes. I'm on the phone with roadside assistance right now, honey. I'm putting it together right now. All right, I will call you back, okay? Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. I'm just trying to find your information. One second. And what is the address associated with the policy?
10152 Pirates Trail. Reminderville, Ohio.
Year, make and model of the vehicle?
This is a, for the roadside assistant, is a Ford Fusion.
Okay, what year?
2011.
Color?
Maroon.
Hey, what's wrong with the vehicle?
I believe radiator fluid. That's what it seems like. When my daughter pulled off, another driver pulled over to assist, and that's what they seemed to think, that she had the radiator fluid leak because there was just a ton of steam coming out.
Okay, one moment.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. You said it was a Fusion, correct?
Yes, Ford Fusion.
Sounds like a radiator issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle?
Front. Front-wheel drive.
Okay. Still shifts into neutral, though. Not modified or anything. It still shifts into neutral?
Is what neutral?
It still shifts into neutral?
As far as I know, I'm not there. I assume, yes.
Okay. One moment. All right. And what's the first and last time the individual is going to be with the vehicle?
Jessica, same last name, Sicareza.
And does she have a contact number?
Yeah, give me a second. I'll get it for you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 216-375-5413.
Okay, one moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my GPS system is taking a time for some reason. All right, what's
the address? But I haven't even told you where she's at.
That I was just asking that. Well, I was asking where is she located.
All right, she's located on on Chicago. Try to get the name of this here. Chicago, Kansas City Expressway. Traveling west between South Pollyanna Street and South Ashland Avenue.
1 second.
So that's route 290. In the city of Chicago.
Okay, so you said she's on expressway. So I'm gonna. So what? Which expressway is she in? What direction? North, east, southbound?
Okay. It's the Chicago Kansas City Expressway route. That's route 290. She's traveling west. She's on the right berm. She's on the right hand side where she pulled off.
Nearest mile marker, exit number, anything of that sort?
Let me see. Let's see if I have a... Well, unfortunately, this map I'm using doesn't give me any exit numbers. I've got street names.
Yeah, because since the expressway is kind of like a broad, you know, expressway, they would need to know, like, you know, any kind of exits or mile markers or anything that she's close to, so they know exactly where to head, because they don't want to, you know, keep just driving on until they
sure,
see her.
No,
that,
I understand. Sure. Trying to figure this out.
Worst case scenario.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 28B, right? Just past exit 28B. 28B and 29A. That's where she is.
Right.
Between 28B and 29A.
What city is she in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Well, 290.
Or try route 10.
So, like, Interstate 290, or is it just, hold on, I'm trying to find the expressway here.
I'm trying to understand this map. It says Chicago Kansas City Expressway, then it says 110, but 290, route 290. It's like 290 / 110. You know, sometimes the highways will merge. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to like pinpoint it myself as well. Let's see.
It's between, like I said, between Pollyanna Street and South Ashland Avenue. Between exit 28B, 29A, traveling west. I mean, I don't know how much.
It's okay.
More
I could just point.
I could just
point it to like the overall expressway and just put a little bit more details in the actual notes for them to look at. Let's see. And what's the address that they want to be taken to?
I don't have one. I don't know what. Do I need to have that for you? I don't know how roadside assistance works.
So we call tow companies to assist, but the tow companies, they need a location where they're going before they even accept a call. So because, you know, they get paid by the mile.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get back with you on that. I didn't know that. I'll have to find a place.
Okay, so there's no pressure. I can leave your ticket.
Oh, there's pressure, trust me. I've been on the phone with you for almost a half hour trying to do this. So.
Well, I'm just saying I can leave your ticket open so when you call in next time, you won't need to do the whole process again. Just give the number you gave for the callback number, which is the 995-0735 number, and whoever you contact with, if it's not me, they'll be able to pull it up and pretty much start from where we left off.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Fucking believe.